The Feast of Always by Clive Barker. Copyright Burlington Books, 2009. Chapter 1. Rictus. It was a cold February morning. 14-year-old Harvey hated February. The sky was often grey, and it was cold outside. Harvey's mother opened his bedroom door.
Good morning, Harvey. It's time to get up. Don't be late for school,
Harvey's mother said.
Life is very boring,
Harvey thought.
I hate school.
Suddenly, a sign appeared on his computer. You've got mail. Harvey got out of bed and read the email.
Hi, Harvey. Are you bored? Come to my house and we'll have fun. You can go to school after that. Uncle Jack.
Harvey loved Uncle Jack. He got dressed quickly and then he went to his uncle's house.
Hi, Harvey,
said Uncle Jack.
Let's have fun. There's a fantastic holiday place near here.
I can't go there,
said Harvey.
I must go to school.
You can have a holiday today,
said Uncle Jack.
I called your parents and they said yes.
Really?
Asked Harvey. He was surprised.
Okay,
he said happily.
Let's go.
Harvey and Uncle Jack walked down the street, and soon they came to a wall of thick fog.
I can't see anything.
It's okay. I know the way.
They walked into the fog and came out in a beautiful garden. It was warm, and there were many flowers and trees.
Welcome, Harvey,
said a short man with a black beard.
Where am I?
Asked Harvey. He was very confused.
Who are you? Where's Uncle Jack?
That wasn't really your Uncle Jack,
said the man.
It was me. I sent the email too. I'm Rictus.
I don't understand,
said Harvey.
Why did you transform into my uncle? Why am I here?
You were bored,
said Rictus.
I help bored teenagers. They're never bored at the holiday house.